Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joining us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's kick things off with a visit about our livestock. You know what? Ended up cattle futures with not such a bad day yesterday. In fact, feeder cattle pretty good.
Exactly right, Dave. The cattle complex opened and closed positive Wednesday with mostly triple-digit gains occurring. The strength was mainly short covering and positive support on news that the CME group will be changing the livestock trading hours. They will be reducing them. They will start seeing an 8:30 in the morning opening, a 1:05 closing, and this will start February the 29th. Now, there was also some reported 134 cash cattle trade in North and South feed yards yesterday. Not big numbers, but we are starting to move some cattle. The choice box beef was 16 cents higher yesterday. Select box is up 2 cents on a total movement of 149 loads. The cattle slaughter estimated 105,000 head, and the cash feeder index down 27 cents. On the close yesterday, April live cattle were 65 cents higher. The March feeders, $2.22 higher, and April lean hogs, $1.27 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at all these grain futures, kind of another disappointing day, except for Chicago wheat, which had a very good day yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of the odd one in the bunch. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures yesterday did see some two-sided trading with early upside, but mostly negative closes. As Dave said, Chicago wheat was the one thing that managed to close on the positive side. The only good thing yesterday also was that we did not see hardly any of our contracts make new lows for the week, other than the soybean meal that made another new contract low. Now, this morning, we're seeing global markets lower around the world, and we're seeing energy markets also down. Crude oil this morning making new contract lows. At the moment, March KC wheat, 3¾ cents higher. March corn, a quarter of a penny higher. March soybeans, also a quarter of a penny higher. While March cotton's down 13 points, March crude oil is down $1. We're looking at the April gold this morning up $46. The March dollar index, 42 cents lower. And March Dow Jones futures down 290 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for your time here today, and that's going to wrap it up for us this morning. Tom's back again tomorrow. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.